Well, I will come down into your middle, into the midst here and try to still be able to see the folks in the balcony, but you'll be talking to each other. I know, it'll be okay. The first thing I want to talk about today is names, because names really matter. So my name is Talitha, T-A-L-I-T-H-A. It is not Tabitha, it's not Teresa, it's not Latifah, or any of the other things that have been written on my cup at Starbucks. My name is Talitha, and that matters to me. Frederick Buechner, B-U-E-C-H-N-E-R, writes that when somebody mispronounces my name or gets it wrong, I have this funny feeling that what's been forgotten is me, myself. Our names have an important call on us. When somebody calls our name, we turn around, whether we like it or not. Names matter. Now, I like being called Talitha. I think it's a good name. I like being called T, and I like being called Tally, and all these kinds of nicknames I've gotten through the years. I like being called Rev. I like being called pastor or teacher or any of those kinds of titles. I loved it in Uganda when the kids in the orphanage called me auntie. I loved that. I don't like being called young lady, as the receptionist in my doctor's office did several times last week, young lady. I don't really like being called kiddo or miss or hey you.
Sister,
only from John, only from John. When I was very young, I could not pronounce my own name. Talitha is very hard for a very small child. So I started to call myself Titi, which was very cute until I went to kindergarten. And a very clever little schoolboy made a rhyme with Titi and a bathroom joke. And that was the end of that. No more of that nickname. And I also remember in high school that I was a member of this group of artists and musicians, and we all kind of hung out in one section of the school, and we got called the freaks. And although we muscled up and were like, yeah, we're the freaks, we're cool. But I look back on that, and I am not happy about being called a freak. Names matter. Names and nicknames and titles and words and all these things that we use to call people, they matter. So, we're going to start talking about our names right now. I'm going to have you get into groups of three, so you may need to move around a little bit. There's no privilege for those who are facing forward anymore, so make a little group of three, and I want you to share three things. One is the name that you use, maybe the name that's on your name tag. And two is a name that you really like I liked being called Auntie. And three is a name that you have been called that you don't like I didn't like being called Freak. So, can we do that? Share the name you use, a name you like, and a name you don't like with a group of three people at your table. Very good hush falling over the crowd. Thank you. So now, you extroverts are all happy now because you got to talk to people, and you introverts are like, is she going to make us do that again? Oh, I had to talk to people. So don't worry. Introverts, you will get your time too, and it will be different. Okay? All right. So yes, names do matter. And now I want us to talk, the second thing I'd like us to talk about is Jesus and his names, because the story with today is about him getting baptized. So let's talk about Jesus and his names. Now, there are a lot of people out there who believe that Jesus' full name was Jesus H. Christ. And I am going to let you feel smart today, because you're going to know that that was not his name. Jesus was his first name. Yes, Christ is not a name. Ooh, it's not a name, it's a title. Because in the story that Bob read for us, the people were all wondering whether John would be the Christ. And so the Christ is a word that's kind of like the president or the king or the teacher. And what it means is the Messiah, the anointed one, the chosen one, the one who's going to save us. So everybody was wondering whether or not Jesus was the Christ. So, but in his life, on an ordinary basis, people did not call him Jesus Christ, at least not for the first part of his life. What did they call him? Well, they called him from where he was from. So they would say, Jesus from Nazareth. Jesus, that guy from Nazareth. That would be one of his names.
Teacher?
They called him teacher, yes. And another thing they called him was Mary's son. So he was known as Jesus, Mary's son. Now, and that could be a little, just a little bit of an insult, and I'm sorry to say this, but they lived in a very different world than we do today. And in our world today, it doesn't matter if you have one father or two fathers or no fathers or four mothers or whatever, it's okay. But back then, it was very important that you had a father and you knew who your father was. And so, when they called him Jesus, Mary's son, they were basically saying, Jesus, that guy who doesn't have a real father. So, Jesus was known as Mary's son, and he was known as Jesus from Nazareth. And then he became known as teacher later, and very much later, people started to call him the Christ. But at the beginning, they didn't call him that. And so in this story that Bob read, when Jesus gets baptized, he gets a new name. And in fact, he kind of gets three new names. Did anybody hear what the names were that Jesus was called in that story? Kind of went by really fast, didn't it? Jesus was called, said, a voice came and said, this is my son. So that's one new name, my son, God's son. And the other name was beloved. This is the beloved one. And some Bibles say, put it together and say, this is my beloved son. But in some translations, they say, this is my son, this is the beloved. And then they also say, with whom I am well pleased, which is kind of a mouthful when it comes to a name, but in Greek, it's just one, you know, it's a little shorter. But the one with whom I am well pleased. So Jesus, this guy who gets called by the guy who doesn't have a real father, now has three very big, important names. So the next thing I want us to talk about a little bit is baptism. And because in baptism, at least in many places and cultures, in many different churches, when you get baptized, that is when you get your name. You don't have a name until you come and get baptized. Or maybe if you're baptized later when you're a grown-up, you get a new name. You add a middle name or a saint's name. And we don't really emphasize that very much in the Presbyterian Church, but I think that's too bad because baptism is really about names, and I think that is important. And I think it's important because we are all walking around with so many of those negative names that we'd rather not have. Those names like kiddo and young lady and freak. We're all walking around carrying those names, even though we'd rather not. And so that's why I think it's so important that baptism gives us a new name and one from God. In the song that we sang first, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, the author of that song has a lot of negative names. He calls himself a stranger and a wanderer, and he says, the one who is prone to leave the God I love. Wow, talk about some negative self-talk there. He really feels negative about himself in a lot of ways. But at the end of the song, he says, here's my heart, take it and seal it. Seal it for your courts above. And I think that's important because sometimes we also say that baptism is a seal. And what do I mean by seal? The guy's flopping on the beach? No. What's a seal? What do you think? What's the important part about a seal?
Like you stamp on an envelope.
Yeah. Yeah, something that closes something together and kind of guarantees it. Like you have your mail stamped and sealed, you know that that is going to arrive untouched at its destination. Also, I think of another kind of seal, which is in your grocery store and you're looking for organics, right? And you want to find that little USDA guaranteed organic. Little, it's like smaller than a thumbprint, a little circle on the package. So that's kind of, it says what it is. It gives it a guarantee, or maybe it says, maybe you have a seal that says this was made by Kraft Food, and then it kind of says who it belongs to. So those are some kind of visible seals that are very easy to see. But baptism is an invisible seal. You can't see it, which I think is a little bit too bad, because it would be nice if we were walking around all day with something on our forehead that says, I belong to God, or like, I am highly beloved, or something like that. I just feel like it would be easier to be nice to strangers that way if they had like something already written on their face that said, I belong to God, treat me like you would God's own self. But upon further reflection, that's a kind of a silly idea, because I think of Ash Wednesday when some of us get a tiny little bit of ash on our foreheads and how uncomfortable and embarrassed it makes us feel. And also, here's the thing. I don't want us to be dividing. This one's baptized and this one's not. And that's not what this is about. That's not what we're here to talk about, like dividing this one from that one today. And the truth is that whether you were baptized before you could even remember it, or whether you were baptized recently, or whether you might get baptized someday, or maybe you won't get baptized, this good news is for everybody. That God wants to wash off those old negative names we've been carrying around and give us a new name from love and justice and goodness and truth. That's for everybody. So God wants us to wash off our old names and take a new name. And now I promised that the introverts would have their time. So we're going to get a little bit quiet as we get ready for this part. I want you to think about if God gave you a new name. Now, granted, we might not have a private experience with the sky opening. But if you were to imagine God, all the goodness, all the love, all the justice that is in the world were to give you a name that's not based on those old negative ones, what would it be? And so if you're an intuitive type, you might just close your eyes right now and have a private moment between you and God and know exactly what that name is. If you're not so intuitive and you're more rational, you might think about, well, what's the worst negative name I have? And make an opposite of it. And see, try that on for size. See, can you imagine that being your name from God? Or if you're open to risk and openness and randomness, you might want to take a Bible or a hymnal and page through it until you find a random word that really catches you. Or you can always try stealing. Because Jesus was called my beloved and my son, and the one with whom I'm well pleased, and I give you full authorization to steal any of those if you want to. We'll take a few minutes to think about that. And you extroverts might not want to keep it all to yourself. I think feel like a lot of people might want to keep this name to themselves. But those of you who don't want to keep it to yourselves, there's name tags on your tables here. And so you can just write it on, like, with whom I am well pleased, and stick it on your lapel. So let's take a few minutes to just think about what that new name might be. And I'll bring some name tags up in the back in case that there's any extroverts up there. So before we go on to the next hymn, some of you have already opened up to the next hymn, but we're going to have a moment for the remembrance of baptism. We don't re-baptize people in the Presbyterian Church. We believe that whoever baptized you at whatever time, that's good. But we do sometimes like to remember it and call it back to mind. And so, Ben and I will be wandering around sprinkling you.
And I want to say that both the communion cup, which is holding Talitha's water, and the baptismal font, which are holding my water, were both created by a potter who was present at my baptism.
So we're going to say things like, remember your baptism and be glad, and we're going to say things like, God loves you, and if we can read any of your name tags, we might read off what's there. And if you haven't been baptized too, this could be your first. Take your book. You might want to close the books just for a sec. Yes. Ready? All right. Remember your baptism and be glad.